It's very, very important for me for SRA to be held accountable to its members. And so we're in the process right now. We've engaged an expert in this field from other industries, agricultural industries, who's helping us to develop a set of KPIs, if you like, so that at the end of any year, we can sit down with any one of our stakeholders and very clearly and honestly say we've achieved what we set out to do or we haven't, and the return that they're getting on their investment is worthwhile.
One of the key elements of the SRA model is its contestability funding system, in which scientists lodge their research proposals to SRA and effectively compete for funding. SRA expects that system produce the best research outcomes on problems like yellow canopy syndrome. CEO Neil Fisher acknowledged SRA would come under pressure from its members if it did not achieve concrete outcomes.
We've got some barnacles that we need to knock off to keep our members happy. And the four that we've identified is sorting out our plant breeding program, solving YCS, investigating and trying to evaluate how we capture harvest losses, and making adoption work. So that's where the board, on behalf of our members, are going to focus in those four key areas, because in 4 years' time, our members are going to vote whether they want to continue to invest in SRA.
How many research projects is SRA funding at the moment, and how do you see that number evolving in the future?
We're funding around about 70 research projects. They're not all necessarily with SRA because we run a contestable funding round. How do I see that evolving? Look, I think there'll be some consolidation. I think that we've probably invested in some projects where we may not have necessarily gathered the critical mass, not just in terms of the finance that we're investing in those projects, but building a team with people, say, for example, from SRA, from CSIRO, and we've just invested in some capability at the University of Western Sydney.
One of the most pressing issues for SRA is solving the very new problem of yellow canopy syndrome, which has taken the industry by surprise in the past few years. The organisation has dedicated $4 million to solving the problem.
It is one of the most complex issues that the sugar industry has ever had to deal with. We think right now that we can induce YCS symptoms. If we can prove that, that is a big step in trying to solve this puzzle. The other thing we've identified that in the leaves, it's accumulating very high levels of starch. That starch shouldn't be in the leaves. So we're actually starting to unravel YCS, not as fast as the industry wants, but we are keeping our industry informed. We've got an independent scientific reference panel, totally independent of SRA, that's evaluating our research, questioning what we're doing, but we are very conscious we have to solve this issue.
On the crazy yellow ants, is SRA doing enough to address that problem?
It hasn't actually been raised as an issue until about the last 6 months. It's been isolated, but it hasn't been an industry issue. But SRA is acutely aware of this issue. And because we're an industry-owned company, if this is an issue that has to be dealt with by our members, we will respond accordingly.
In the news lately, there's been a lot of talk from growers that they feel SRA isn't maybe prioritising enough on that. Is SRA doing enough to address that problem?
The crazy ants is a complex issue, and we're not sure at this stage whether the damage has been caused by the ants or whether the damage has been caused in the plants, which has then attracted the ants. Some of the work that we've looked at the moment suggests that the ants may not be the primary cause of the problem in the crop.
In the meantime, SRA released a new booklet for growers on Wednesday, which brings together information from different researchers over the past decade on the management techniques which have produced the highest yields. The booklet won't be a silver bullet to issues facing growers, but Chairman Paul Wright says it will provide a simple one-stop shop for growers seeking the most reliable information.
The booklet contains everything that you could do on your farm, from fallow to pests and diseases to fertilising to irrigating. There are a whole raft of little practical examples on everything that you might do on your farm. It's always difficult to get research communicated and get it out to the people who really can use it and make the best of it. So this is an attempt to pull it together into a simple form so that it's easily digestible.